Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 146, verses 3 and 4. Not man, not man. The previous discourse was praise to God, hallelujah. The psalmist immediately goes to the negative. He's positive, praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord, and so on. But he does not omit the negative. Have you noticed that evangelicals are getting, it seems to me, averse to this idea of negative? Oh, you've got to be positive all the time. My friend, the Bible doesn't take that line. Salvation is, we're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. And time and again you get this. It's this, but it's not that. It's the other, but it's not this, and so on. And you get it here. Praise must be addressed to God, not man. Well, that's obvious. No, 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 but the psalmist says it. Do not put your trust in princes. Do not put your trust in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, and their spirit does depart, they die. All mortal men die. They return to the ground. They go back to dust. On that very day, their plans, their schemes, their devices, their ambitions all vanish away, come to nothing. So this is a straight command. Do not put your trust in princes. And there's clear explanation. Why not? Man? Princes? Well, I'm speaking to you now, and fresh in our minds, in the UK, of course, is the Queen's death. Even queens are mortal. King Charles is mortal. And so it goes on. The president in the White House, he's mortal too. They cannot save. They cannot deliver. Even in politics, they have very limited powers. But we're talking spiritually here, surely. Well, we know this. Man cannot save. No, no. But there's so much talk of man today. Let's remember that men are mortal. They cannot. There's an inability about them. They die. They come to their end. They're dust. They were formed from dust, and to dust they return. And they decay, and their spirit departs. And there is the final disillusion. And their plans, schemes, devices all collapse. We are in the age in the evangelical world of devices and schemes and re-engineering the church and all the rest of it. It's all going to collapse, my friend. Back to God. Do not put your trust in princes, the super preachers, the schemes they have, the re-engineering of the church. Don't let us fall on the so-called powerful. Let us remember, do not put your trust in princes. Do not put your trust in mortal men. They cannot save. They have to die. They have to stand before God in judgment, at the judgment seat of Christ. On that very day, their plans come to nothing when they die. How relevant all this is today. It may have been written 2,500, 3,000 years ago. Oh, my friend. Oh, it speaks today. Let us be warned. Let us pay attention to it. Let us turn away from the cult of man. The world is full of that. The superstars, the super politicians, the bigwigs. My friend, let it not be named among us believers. May we be those who remember the positive and stand for it and avoid the negative. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Don't put your trust in princes, in mere mortal men. May God bless us in this. Amen.